All right, guys, it's time to get real. Today, I want to talk about comfort versus resilience and not being a little. Hello and welcome to the Warrior King YouTube channel and podcast. My name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within. Today in this modern society, it's very easy to take an easy route, to settle for comfort and mediocrity and never doing anything greater or pursuing anything greater in our lives. And it's very easy to skip out on doing any of the hard stuff. I started the first few episodes of this podcast with tips on how to level up your life and prep yourself for success, getting rid of your limiting beliefs and actually believing in yourself. And now, since this is the Warrior King podcast and it expands on my book, Warrior King, Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within, it's time to talk about some of that. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. This episode is going to kick some of you in the nuts. So if you're really sensitive, this one's for you. Now, I have definitely found in my life that I am a better writer than a speaker, so I'm working on my speaking skills, but I'm just going to read to you really quick an excerpt from the book Warrior King. This comes from Level 1 and Warrior King, The Primal, Comfort versus Resilience. Many men take the easy route in everything they do. I believe this to be absolute cowardice, to do the least amount of work possible in any given challenge or situation. Lazy and stagnant, sad and pathetic. We've all had a coworker like this, the one who quietly takes their time while you get the job done. The person who spends more time contemplating the least amount of steps to take and the least amount of work to do than time actually getting the job done. Or perhaps that's you. The work smarter, not harder mentality become apathy. Warrior kings work hard. Warrior kings go above and beyond. We aren't afraid to be too hot or too cold. Nothing is too heavy. Nothing is too painful. Nothing is too dirty not to get the job done. You must push beyond the limits you believe you are capable or you will never transcend yourself, the one holding you back. If you choose comfort, no one is going to stop you. Not these days. Feel free to do so. It's easy. But if you choose to be a warrior king, sometimes you will pour sweat. Sometimes you will be out of breath. Sometimes you will be uncomfortable. Sometimes you will feel pain. Sometimes you might even break down and cry momentarily. But you will always get the job done and you will always rise above it because nothing in this reality can stop you. You are unstoppable. You are resilient. You are forever in motion. So I just want to take a minute really quick to thank all of the people on TikTok and YouTube and all of the podcast listeners. I've only been doing this for a few days now while I'm recording this. By the time you're seeing this or hearing this, it's been about 2 weeks, but there's just been an overflow of love. I see people favoriting and saving the shorts that I cut and post from the episodes. I see people sharing and reposting the content that I've made so far. And every time that I see so much as a like, I know that I've reached someone. So that's why I started doing this in the first place, to impart wisdom on people and to inspire people to do and be better. So thank you so much for the support, and I can't wait to see where this goes. So as I said in that excerpt from Warrior King, it is very easy in this modern age to just settle and be comfortable. If something breaks, you can have someone come fix it. If you need your lawn mowed, you can hire somebody to do that. If you're hungry, you can have prepared food delivered to your door. You can sit around all day long, every day, doing nothing with your life, and there's hardly a consequence anymore. Now, is there anything wrong with you hiring somebody to do tasks around your place or whatever? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the level of comfort that we have right now is, it's like the first time in history that that's been possible. And I think that a lot of us, we've lived in this our entire lives, so we can't see it any other way. But before a couple hundred years ago, if you didn't do the hard things, if you didn't do the things that you didn't want to do, if you didn't work hard and strive and push forward and provide for your family, you would have died, and probably everyone you love too. It's just a hard truth. This modern setting, this modern life of convenience, like everything is convenient. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. Before I built custom homes, I had no idea how a house functioned. I didn't know what was in the walls. I didn't know anything about any of it. I just knew that when you flipped certain switches, things came on. If you turned a faucet, the water came on. And if something broke, somebody would come and fix it. I had no idea. Like, the level of comfort and convenience that we have, we're extremely blessed to have, but we need to recognize that things could be much harder. And if we're complaining in our lives, and if we're skipping out on doing just basic tasks because they're difficult, or if they'll take a little bit of time, or they'll make you too hot or too cold, or whatever it is that you're complaining about, you need to realize that you have it really good and really convenient and comfortable in this life. So I'm just gonna come right out of the gate and say this. Real men get shit done. Lesser men make excuses and condemn strong men to make themselves feel better about settling in their life of mediocrity. And lesser men condemn strong men to reinforce their mediocre lifestyle and their laziness, and to overall just make themselves feel better about not pursuing greatness or anything greater in their lives. So I'm gonna cut back into Warrior King here for a second. You must push beyond the limits you believe you are capable, or you will never transcend your yourself the one holding you back. More often than not, you are the one holding you back because you're unwilling to go outside of your comfort zone. You're unwilling to lean beyond your edge. You're unwilling to do the difficult things that are going to make you better, make your life better, and benefit everyone around you. And your unwillingness to do the difficult things will cause everyone around you to suffer, and you won't even see it happening. Whereas if you are willing to do the difficult things and to strive further and push harder and make yourself better and do all the things that you don't want to do because they're too uncomfortable, everyone around you benefits. You benefit, your health benefits, your mental health benefits, the people you love benefit, everything benefits. Of course, you don't want to do the hard, difficult, painful, and dirty things. No one really does, but you must step right into doing them anyways. You must lean right beyond that edge. You must constantly push yourself past the limits you think you are capable and ever and consistently be pushing past laziness and mediocrity. So just a little story here. If you know my story at all, you know that I was kind of a wuss in the past and just a nightmare of a person. Yeah, just an all around not good guy. And part of that story and part of me landing myself in my dream life was that when my life fell apart, I was taken under the wing of a group of guys who worked for a construction company. And when I accepted that job, they started imparting wisdom on me every day. And at the same time, I was on my own journey to find out what it meant to be a man and bettering myself. And so this story comes from the time period. It was probably like a month or two after I started working with them in that construction company. So at that time in my life, I had never done anything difficult and I had never leaned past my edge at all. I basically skipped out on doing anything that was going to be uncomfortable or inconvenient for me. Like if something broke, obviously I would hire somebody to come fix it, just as an example. But anything that was difficult or that I was fearful of, I just skipped out of. I just didn't do it. But like I said, it's very easy to do that in this world right now. So one day I was riding to work with my boss, Matt, because sometimes if a job was far away, we would carpool. And on the way to the job that we were going to, he told me we had to make a quick stop because he had a friend that needed some help with something really quick before our day began. So we pulled onto this farm, this beautiful farmland, and it turned out that this home was owned by one of Matt's mentors, someone who took him under his wing from when he was a nightmare in his life and helped him to reshape his life. And now that this man was much older, Matt always helped him with all the difficult tasks that he wasn't able to do anymore. So there was a leak under the house and this man didn't know where it was coming from and he was unable to climb under the house into the crawl space. So basically we were stopping by to help him out with that. And as we're pulling onto the property, Matt starts explaining to me that I'm going to have to climb under this house and fix this plumbing. And I didn't even know the first thing about plumbing. So I started to get super nervous. Like my heart was literally racing. I had only just started doing construction and before that I worked at a coffee shop. So I don't know if at the time he was just messing with me or testing me or what, but eventually we come to the conclusion that even if I got under the house, I wouldn't know what to do with the plumbing because I had never done plumbing before and I didn't even know what to be looking for. So obviously Matt was going to be the one that had to do this task. So we get to the spot where he's going to climb under the house and it's a hole like literally this big. If you're only listening to this, I'm talking like really, really small and I'm thinking to myself, can Matt even fit under there? Is this even a possible thing to do? Also, it's pitch black under there. To me, it seemed like an impossible task and definitely something that I would never do. Like if he was really going to have me climb under that house at that point in my life, I probably would have just either had to have a major argument with him or quit the job because there's no way I would have gone under there. But sure enough, being a battle veteran and all the things that Matt had been through, he knew what he had to do and he immediately just climbed straight under there into the pitch black darkness and basically said, if something goes wrong, I'm going to need you to pull me out of there. Again, at the time, I didn't even know that I was capable of doing that. So I got super nervous about that as well. And my mind started spinning about what could go wrong. So the whole time he's under there, he's shouting back just updates to me and the owner of the home, gets the job done and starts climbing back towards the opening and asked me to shine a flashlight through the opening so he can see where it was. And at a certain point, he kind of freezes, the shuffling freezes, and he speaks in a very low tone. I could tell that there was just, I mean, if Matt is capable of fear, which I'm not even sure if he is, that's what I heard in his voice, was at least a hint of fear. And he said, there is a really big snake in front of me and I don't think I can get around it. So the owner of the home says, hold on, I'll be right back. And he rushes off to go inside. And I don't know what to do. I'm not about to go in there and help him get around this snake or fight the snake off or anything like that. Cause like I said, I was a total wuss back then and I had never done anything difficult or scary before. And in the blink of an eye, the owner of the house is back holding a .22 and gets down on his hands and knees and passes it under the house. I mean, quicker than I even knew that it was happening, I hear the thing cock and pop and suddenly Matt's shuffling, climbing his way out of this teeny tiny little hole. And at the time, what was so profound and impressive to me, having never spent time with real men before in my life, was the fact that Matt was completely unfazed by the entire situation. He just handed the .22 back to the owner of the house and said, all right, Michael, let's go. We got to get to the job. Totally chill about it. Now, knowing that he was going to have to climb under this guy's house and fix this plumbing for $0.00, just as a favor, just as something that this guy asked him to do. Honestly, how many of us would have just said, sorry, I can't today, I have a job to get to? Or that fear and uncertainty would have kind of taken over us and made us pull back from that situation and make some sort of an excuse or something, like been lazy about it in any way that we possibly could. The difference is that Matt is a real man. He's been trained to face difficult and painful and scary things head on, without fear, without reservation, to just go in and get the job done. And while I was standing there thinking, I would never ever do that, get me the heck out of here, Matt went right in there, did it, shot a snake, and then got back in the car and drove us to the job like it was nothing. And that's what you have to do with the difficult, painful, and scary things that you have to face. You don't just skip out of them, you face them head on. You get in, get the job done, and get out, whether you're hot, it's too cold, it's too whatever. Get in there and get the job done. Real men do the hard shit. And if you're being lazy and apathetic and mediocre and skipping out on pursuing anything at all or going for anything at all because it'll be difficult, if you're skipping out on getting into shape and all you want to do is get in the best shape of your life, but it's going to be hard and it's going to make your body harder and it's going to make you tired. And I mean, so many excuses that we can make for anything that would better us in our lives. I mean, we make excuses for everything because it's going to be difficult or uncomfortable. And what I'm telling you today is that you got to squash that from your life. And if something's going to be difficult and if something's going to be too this or too that, there's a good chance that there's something even better on the other side that far outweighs that discomfort, and it's going to benefit you and everyone around you and ultimately make your life just so much better. All right, I'm going to cut away for just a second for a moment with our sponsor. It's me. I'm the sponsor. If leveling up your life as a man and pursuing greatness is something that you're interested in, you can grab a copy of my book, Warrior King, Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within. It's a 7-level course of self-discovery that will help you unlock your potential, covering topics from dating, relationships, and marriage, being a primal warrior king, what it means to be a man, and so much more. It's all in here. Everything from my own journey, from taking myself from being a complete nightmare into life to landing myself in my dream life, marrying the woman of my dreams, having 3 beautiful sons with her, and just living a totally awesome adventure. All of that wisdom that I attained on that journey of leveling up my life is all in here. You can find it at Amazon in ebook or paperback, or at michaelriggswrites.com. The 7 levels are the primal, the listener, the wise man, the lover, the protector, the warrior, and the king. Through these 7 levels, you'll find out how to be a totally awesome guy. But really though, it's the perfect starting point for your journey of masculinity, leveling up your life, and overall being an awesome guy. Check it out. Laziness is a thief of your core masculinity and waste your life. Many men waste their life because pursuing greatness is going to be difficult. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some hard work. It's going to take many hours of your day. It's going to require you to get up early. It's going to require you to be healthy. It's going to require you to do all the things that you don't want to do because comfort is so easy. And if comfort is easy and pursuing greatness is difficult, the human nature is to take the easy route. But you must transcend and push past the easy route if you want to be great, do great, and level up your life. And fear is a liar. More times than not, the things that we're afraid of won't even happen when we go for that difficult thing or when we step into doing that difficult thing that we have to do. Like most of the time, I promise you make it out unscathed. And fear is a liar and will hold us back from greatness. Being fearful will get you nowhere in life. Being fearful of doing difficult things will get you nowhere in life. Being lazy and mediocre will get you nowhere in life. At that same construction job that I spoke about before, when I first started, there was a day where I was assisting a guy named Eric, and he was going up this 40-foot ladder up the side of this building. My job was basically to support the ladder and get him things that he needed that he didn't have in his tool belt if he realized that he needed something else. And the whole time I'm looking at this thing, like, I am terrified of heights. If I had to go up there, I would be terrified. So you might be asking yourself at this point why I took a construction job if I was scared to do difficult things, especially things that were high up in the air. And that's a longer story for another time. But at one point, Eric comes down off the ladder and he just takes a good long stare at me, and I could tell that he had an agenda and that he was about to either say something profound or he was about to say something really mean. But basically he said, it's time for you to go up the ladder now. And I froze. I mean, my heart was racing. I felt that sinking feeling through my entire being when you like get caught doing something or when suddenly you realize you have to do something that you don't want to do. Basically fear overtook me, and I looked at Eric and I was like, I don't think I can do it. We went back and forth for a good couple of minutes about like, I don't think I can go up that ladder. And obviously it came down to the point where he said, either you want this job or you don't. Like if you want this job, you're going to have to go up this ladder. If you don't go up the ladder, maybe you should go back to the coffee shop. Like that's paraphrasing. I don't remember exactly what he said, but it was pretty blunt to that point. You either go up the ladder or you can get lost. And so I did. I went up the ladder water and my entire body was shaking. And I looked down, which you always hear, don't look down, but it's impossible to not look down. Flash forward a few months and I was climbing up 40-foot ladders all the time. I was on scaffolding. I was on rooftops doing roofing. It got to the point where I pushed past that fear, and those sorts of things were completely comfortable for me. And eventually I got to the point in my life now when I am faced with a difficult task, or when I'm faced with something that's going to be uncomfortable or I'm fearful of, I just step right into doing it. The best thing to do is just step right into doing it, get the job done, and get out. And one of my favorite memories, just a few days later, we were working with a Marine crew on a dock because they were short some guys that day, and they dropped a lumber pack out at the road. They couldn't get it down to the river where we were working, so we had to carry the lumber on our shoulders from the road to the river. And as I said, I wasn't a strong guy at the time, and I was fearful and a wuss and all those sort of things. So burning Florida heat, summertime, carrying lumber on our shoulders, it started pouring rain, thunder, lightning. You know, you're told not to be out in lightning, but when you have a difficult job and you're a man, you're carrying lumber while there's lightning. Like, nobody's taking a break to be like, I guess we'll wait till the rain passes. Like, that just doesn't happen. So I'm pushing past all these limits. You know, we had to take our shirts off because we were drenched. So I have this lumber on my shoulder and it's bruising my shoulder, and I'm trudging through mud, lightning, rain. Oh my gosh. And I never felt so alive in my life. You would think that it was just the most difficult thing in the world and that I was miserable. No, it was the first time that I felt strong. It was awesome, dude. And when we were done moving all of that lumber, guess what it was time for? It was time to start working. It wasn't like the day wasn't over. Like, we did all of that, and then it's like, okay, now we'll do the job. And I honestly feel like that day was the day that I decided that I was going to be a strong man. I wasn't going to be a wuss anymore. I wasn't going to be mediocre. I wasn't going to skip out on the difficult things. I liked it. I liked being strong. I liked pushing beyond my limits. I liked being out in nature with the elements upon me while I was struggling doing something. And I really believe that if you start doing the difficult things, if you start pursuing greatness, if you start doing all of those difficult things that you don't want to do, that you know will get you to a better place, eventually you're going to get to a place where you love and crave doing those difficult things too. It's just in our nature as men. Real men do hard shit. Real men pursue greatness. Real men face the things that they're afraid of head on, and the difficult things, knowing that it will benefit them and everyone else in the end. If you're faced with a difficult task, especially if it makes you feel afraid, just bah, just do it, man. Like, don't be lazy. Don't be stagnant. Don't settle for a life of comfort and security. Don't settle for a life of mediocrity, and pursue greatness. Men get hard shit done, and because of that, everyone benefits. I'm very aware of the fact that that's an unpopular opinion these days. Your willingness to do the hard things is a crucial component to being a man and leveling up your life and pursuing greatness. So that's my message for today. Definitely subscribe or follow wherever you're getting this content. If this inspired you, definitely share it. You can get this content on YouTube, or you can stream it on any of the major podcasting platforms. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. My name is Michael Riggs. Again, this is the Warrior King Podcast, and I'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, guys.